the swearing, Paul.
The profanity bothers you.
Yeah. Silly rabbit.
Amelia Navasquez is...
Here it comes! Yeah!
Scream Queen!
Bad times at the El Royale. It's just kind of like a magic trick. It's jam-packed with enough distractions, OTT, sex appeal, bells and whistles, the whole Monty. But once you crack the logic of the trick, you're ultimately left unsatisfied.
First time at the El Royale?
Yes, thanks to Pulp Fiction, you might know the Royale as a cheeseburger. But in bad times, the El Royale is an old, run-down motor lodge that sits smack bang between two states in America.
You have the option to stay in either California or Nevada.
Once known for hosting all manner of high rollers and A-grade celebs, the place has become a stop-off point for the existentially lost and runaway travelers. And the story focuses on the backstories of four very different hotel dwellers.
This is not a place for a priest, Father.
The cast and the characters are great, don't get me wrong. Whether it's Jeff Bridges as a dodgy priest, or John Hamm playing a southern salesman, or even Cynthia Erivo who plays this soul singer, Darlene Sweet.
Got a job singing in Reno tomorrow.
All of them bring their A game. And stylistically, it's hard to fault how Bad Times has been crafted. From the get-go, you can't help but lust over the movie's retro circa 1960s vibes. But at the same time, you really do get the impression that Drew Goddard, who directed this, he also did Cabin in the Woods and The Martian, is trying really hard to impress you. Like, there are these moments where the sheer hyper-stylized spectacle of it all reads as this very big attempt to manufacture the next cult film, resulting in a bit of a clunky mess.
Shit happened.
Like, take the structure of the film. Each character's story is broken into vignettes that, on paper, sound amazing, but in practice quickly loses their charm and just becomes unnecessarily convoluted and exhaustively lengthy.
To get the whiskey.
Bad Times starts strong and finishes, well, a bit of a bad time. Because for what at first looks like a promising Tarantino or Coen Brothers-esque movie, ends up being an annoyingly classic case of style over substance. It gets 3.5 out of 5.
Triple J.